Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. My guest today is Barbara Swanson. And Barbara is going to talk about the unprecedented time that we're living in. So, Barbara, when this pandemic hit, did it catch you off guard? You know, most people were unprepared for it. How about you?
I think everybody was unprepared for a pandemic, and one that at first it just seemed, in honesty, at first I thought it was really foolish that before it even really got anywhere, they were already saying it was going to be this horrible thing. And then as I watched the numbers, there's a website where you can watch the live numbers of everything on the planet. It's kind of fascinating. But the coronavirus numbers, as I watched them and began to realize that the number of reported cases was dramatically less than the number of cases there were, because there was no good reporting system or testing mm-hmm. system, and still isn't in America. Then I began to realize that this is something that had been anticipated for decades by health agencies. So I better understood why it was such a huge reaction from the very beginning. And what I'm not surprised is that we had a pandemic, Cynthia. I'm not surprised at all.
You know, within the last couple of months, we've lost more people than the entire war in Vietnam. And that's pretty frightening.
Yeah, it's... And we are dramatically underreported. I know there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there who think that this was released by whomever, whatever group. There's a couple of different groups
right.
they have subscribed to doing this. Here's how I look at it. Nature has always used pandemics to control humanity. 1918 is only the most recent example. The Black Plague was the most famous example. But we've had
right.
this type of issue throughout our history, and the sad thing is humans rarely learn from their past.
Right. And, you know,
so,
I look at
yeah.
it from, I'm sorry.
No, go
I
ahead.
I look at it from two perspectives. There's the health perspective, and unfortunately, you know, many people have lost their lives, which is tragic. And then there's the, you know, people are home, they're quarantined, they're not working, which leads me to the other aspect of this, which is the economy. The economy has just been thrown way off whack. People have lost their jobs. They don't know if they'll ever get their jobs back. And it's for people in the workforce, it's a frightening time, health-wise and economic times. So, you know, what you do kind of ties them both together. So let's start with the health benefits of what you do.
So I am very fortunate, and I want to really note that I'm well aware of how blessed I am that I work from home. And I'm working with a company whose products are built to support the best health you can get, especially your immune system. So I'm fortunate that what I promote and earn my income from is the product that people are desperately needing, and they will need throughout their life, because this is only the beginning of this pandemic. This is not going to be over in a couple of months. So I know I'm lucky that way. And knowing that what I offer sincerely is probably one of the very best things anybody could do for their health, it gives me a lot of security that I'm remaining ethical in my ability to earn an income. And that's a big issue right now, because money, as you said, you know, our economy is decimated.
Right, right. So what's so unique about your product?
So the products I work with, I subscribe to functional nutrition ethics. That is how I believe our body works. Functional nutrition is the study of how nutrients support the function of your body. So, for example, I personally don't ever use or recommend anything created in a lab. I don't use or recommend vitamins that are either completely synthetic. I don't recommend minerals that are rock-based. I recommend whole foods and superfoods that can be dehydrated under low heat to retain their nutrients, and in particular ancient foods because they're very, very concentrated nutrients. So you're able to get a tremendous amount of micronutrition, which is what your cells need, without having to eat a whole lot of different foods or supplements.
So in today's society, with this pandemic, and people might not be as nutritionally nutritionally sound as they should be, what does your product offer that people really need?
Oh my gosh, everything. We need 50 plus micronutrients every single day. And Americans aren't really taught this, but really think about it. The only way your body can function is with what you put in your mouth. A lab cannot create it. You know, it has to come from your nutrients. So what these superfoods I use do is they provide those 50 micronutrients in a whole food form because it's an ancient food and it has everything you need. You only need a very small amount. For under $75 a month, you can get a full program of products that are going to support your immune system, your gut health, your brain clarity, and provide those needed nutrients to make sure that inflammation stays low. And one of the biggest things with this COVID-19 is that people are understanding if you have an underlying condition like chronic inflammation, you're much more vulnerable to getting very ill instead of just getting a little bit ill.
So it's beneficial as we go through this pandemic, right?
Absolutely. I don't go a day without it at all.
So what do you offer? Explain what you offer.
So the basis of the programs that we use and the products we use is microalgae, which is oldest food on Earth, and tonic fungi, which are a very ancient food from land-based. Algae is water-based. And we offer programs where we combine these with probiotics, which are those nutrients that your gut needs to stay healthy. And so it's a full functional nutrition program, and you can actually even just get like a packet a day so that you're not having to buy a bunch of bottles. And that's usually how I start people, is just a single packet of these four or five products a day, something very minimal that's easy to take once a day and feel like at least you're doing something for your health.
You know, one of the big things is people talk about immunity. And does your product help with the immune system? Does it make it stronger?
Yes. So the main product I talked about, that program, the algae in that has been proven to increase the activity and effectiveness of your natural killer cells. It increases the ability of your T cells to activate. It increases your ability to produce stem cells, and it increases your stem cell motility, so they're moving through your body to repair damaged tissue. We also have a specific immune product, and that specific immune product is fungi-based, and it is probably the most powerful immune product on the planet. It's got some of the ingredients have 30 to 40 years of heavy, hardcore research showing its ability to really impact immune health. And I'm talking, some of the studies included studies against anthrax and its ability to prevent getting anthrax. And let me tell you, if something is strong enough to help you with anthrax, it's probably going to help you with COVID-19.
Right. It's a frightening time that we're living in. And people who take this, might have a better chance of staying healthy. Would you say that would be accurate?
I think that's a fair statement. What I'd be most comfortable saying is people taking this are doing all that they can to stay healthy. I mean, we don't know what people have going on in their life. You know, a lot of people have underlying conditions, and sometimes they don't even know it. And you might just be, unfortunately, particularly vulnerable to this particular virus. That can happen genetically. When you take these ancient foods, which are like the template for our own DNA, you literally are doing everything you can to stay as healthy as possible. That's how I look at it.
You know, there's a lot of people in this society, and I'm talking millions of people, who have undue stress. Maybe not undue, but it just hit them in the face. Stress and anxiety. Does your product deal with stress and anxiety?
Yeah, so when you look at functional nutrition, and that's why I wrote the book, Beyond Foods, honestly, is to help people with this. What stress chemicals do is they create a state of inflammation. That's one of the byproducts of stress chemicals, and that's why they're so deadly. Because if the stress chemicals don't go away, the inflammation doesn't go away, and that becomes chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is one of the building blocks of every disease that is a chronic disease, heart disease, liver disease, lung disease, arthritic diseases, autoimmune diseases. All of them have chronic inflammation at a core. So our products help reduce chronic inflammation because they contain very, very powerful antioxidants that help break down these free radical byproducts of the stress chemicals.
So, you know, what would you say about the right now? We're talking about the health, the physical health of people in the United States. From your opinion, can you describe the economic health of people in the United States?
Well, it's horrific. You know, this pandemic has shown us how incredibly fragile our economic system is. You know, our economic system is built upon consumption, and almost only upon consumption. And that's eventually at some point we can't consume more without getting rid of what we've already consumed. And that has led us to plastic in the ocean. That has led us to, you know, toxic dumps in our waste. And we can't help that. People have to live. They have to be able to make money. I see this quarantine as an opportunity for people to really look deep into their heart and say, I've got to have money. That, you know, you have to be able to earn a living. I make nobody wrong for whatever they do. They've got to earn a living. But what if you had a chance to do something that did not pollute or destroy the environment? That's the opportunity I see here.
And, you know, this is something that's not going to go away tomorrow. It's going to be with us for a while. I think the economy is in the throes of, you know, an evolution right now where things might not ever, ever be the same again. People might be fearful that they might not ever return to their jobs. The jobs might be eliminated forever. And what's being found is that technology is doing a pretty good job with, like, Zoom meetings and Skype. And so there's no telling how much the economy is going to change. So for people who might be looking for something or worried about their income, would you say this is a good opportunity for people?
It's a phenomenal opportunity. it is consumption-based. You're eating a food, but it's not consumption-based in that you're not creating a ton of waste. You're not buying another TV. You're not buying another cell phone. You know, there's consumption economy and there's service economy. And service economy doesn't necessarily create a lot of waste. And, you know, that's your servers, your restaurants, your salons. That's part of your server economy. The consumption economy, the part that's healthy is your food, you know, what you eat and consume. The part of the economy that is consumption economy that's more dangerous is, you know, getting a new car every year, getting a new TV every year, getting a new cell phone every year, because that creates this really toxic waste. In my industry, yes, you're consuming something, it's a food, you're not creating waste. And it's a natural product that comes from a natural environment, and there is zero toxicity created in the process of harvesting and manufacturing this product. So it's a very small footprint on our planet.
So would you say that the majority of people might not be aware of what you're doing?
Well, I'd say definitely the majority of people, and they don't understand it. But, you know, I am in a network marketing company. I love network marketing. I think at the core, it is one of the most ethical business models there is, because, you know, I only make money if people under me are happy and thriving and doing well, and I think that's a good thing. Unfortunately, network marketing has a lot of companies that are very predatory. They try and make you spend a lot of money, and they want you to make everybody join spending a lot of money, because they don't plan on being around more than 3 or 4 years. They want to make a lot of money, close down, and then people are left with a really unhappy experience in our industry. But it doesn't have to be that way. And I'm all about showing people what it can look like.
Network marketing to a number of people are kind of like, they cringe when they hear that. What do you say to that?
Well, first I say I don't blame you. You know, most of us have had some unpleasant experiences with somebody trying to sell us something we don't want. They didn't ask us first. They got us into a meeting or a phone call without being honest about why it was happening. I don't agree with any of that. But in its very network marketing, you know, people call it multi-level, like that's some horrible thing. But, you know, every single company in America is multi-level. And at the very top is a CEO or a board of directors or, you know, the people who own the stock. And the lowly clerks are at the bottom. And that's a pyramid that will never change. But network marketing is really meant to be freeing. It's meant to be providing a product that somebody can use, and allowing, instead of going to a store and having a huge budget for marketing, you're allowing that person to bear that cost of making that happen, and they're getting paid for sharing it. So in its essence, network marketing is very ethical. It's unfortunately just been misused.
Well, Barbara, I've been taking this product for 25 years. And it makes me feel good every morning when I get up and I take it. And, you know, I think it's really important that everybody should become aware of what this is all about.
I so agree. It's the most underrated food in the world, in my opinion. I've also been using it for well over 25 years. I know for a fact that it has helped me survive surgeries on my spinal cord. It has helped me to have nerve recovery from spinal cord damage that doctors had said was impossible. And, you know, my body is a miracle, but without those raw materials, that miracle would not have occurred.
Wow. So in our final moments, Barbara, what would you say to everybody that's listening right now?
I just encourage them to, if they're interested in what this product is, you know, go to Women Who Inspire on Facebook or get a hold of you or me or whomever. and then do their research, do some, you know, due diligence into the product. We do have the 90-day money-back guarantee, so I'm not worried about people ever feeling like they're taken advantage of, because they're not. Mm-hmm. You know, they can always get their money back if this is not what they're looking for. And right now, they can get their money back on the business. The business startup fee is $59, and you have 3 months to decide if the business works, and if it doesn't, the company will give you your money back.
So I will use this podcast to share with other people, as well as I will share my website so that people can visually see what we've been talking about. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Barbara. Is there anything else besides a website that people should familiarize themselves on the internet?
Well, you know, if you go to my channel, which is Barbara Swanson Channel on YouTube, I have a functional nutrition playlist, and there's absolutely no company products, but it does have about 20 different videos on functional nutrition, so you can get educated on what functional nutrition is without listening to any product information if you don't want to.
Okay, terrific. So, Barbara, I'm sure that you and I will be talking about this again. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.